Blog Talk Radio.
Deviating from what I've written down and just go with
in my mind to say. Let's say our prayer. You can look to heaven as I do most times when I'm reading or saying my prayer. Our Father in heaven, thank you for waking me up this morning in my sane, sound mind with excellent health. Bless you, Father, for restoring the minds of us, your lost sheep, and restoring our conscience. I thank you for allowing King James to write this Bible, where he allegedly got many scholars to write this Bible, and he is also from the tribe of Judah. I'm deviating now from what is written down. I apologize. Father, help me to say the right things, the things that you would want me to say and want your sheep to hear this morning as I pray to you. Father, we are the children of Jacob, the black people who are in the United States. I've read this Bible, and there is nowhere in this Bible that says the people who rule over us or the image of Jesus Christ is white. That's all have been a lie. We, black people on earth and that have been scattered, are your children. Just as the Lemba, L-E-M-B-A, tribe has, the white man decided to prove that he was not the children of Jacob, but he could not. Those black men and women over in Egypt, called the Lemba tribe, is the tribe from the tribe of Jacob, just as we are. Oh, Father, forgive me for straying from the prayer that I had written down. Also, I have read in the book of King James, and thank you for letting King James write this Bible. He says he's from the tribe of Judah too, just like me. Just, he's one of us. And I'm thankful for him for doing what he has done, because I read in the book of Matthew the genealogy and the name Esau is not mentioned in Jesus Christ's genealogy. It's not mentioned either in Luke chapter 3, verse 24. I thank you, Father, for waking up my mind and my conscience to tell our people that we are the children of Judah. We are the ones who were put on the slave ships in Deuteronomy chapter 28, verse 68. Let our older people, I'm old myself, but I've seen where older people calling themselves deacon, trying to speak to the young men, some of them, and these young people, some of them, know the Bible, and I hope they were listening to me, because they knew that they are of the tribe of Judah, just as I have learned from reading this Bible. I thank you, Heavenly Father. In addition to this prayer, I ask you that you continue to keep natural disasters, chemical disasters, and all the evil that the evil one or the devil tries to put on Detroit, Michigan, your blessed city. And I ask you, Father, that all of the assets that the emergency manager that was placed in Detroit by Governor Snyder, you give back all those assets. We, the people of Michigan, voted against an emergency manager, but an emergency manager was put here in Michigan, just like an emergency manager was put over the people in Flint. Restore the people in Flint, Father. Give them new pipes to run clean water from the Detroit water system. I know that the governor was trying to help some other company build a water pipe. They did not want to get their water from the city of Detroit. And Father, this is a long prayer. You said not to have long prayers. Forgive me. But I want to say this, and I'm saying it. Restore the people in Flint. Give them new pipes. Bless our President of the United States to have guts enough to come in and review, send his team down to review what Snyder, Governor Snyder, has done. And he's done us black people, your people, wrong. And give us back all of our assets in Detroit and kick these authorities out. Give us back Bill Isle, our water department, all the assets. And then give Flint brand new pipes in all of his houses and water tanks, hot water tanks, so that they won't have bad water. You gave us this water to drink, Heavenly Father, and not to have someone rule over it. This is why we, your sheep, we're still waiting for you, Messiah, to come back. And based on what I have been taught, in 1619, you brought us slaves. Although we left from the coast of Africa, we were not Africans. We were the Israelites. They shipped us to all parts of the world, as this Bible says. Nonetheless, I know that I'm speaking too much. In addition to restoring us and giving back Detroit all the assets that we had before this Edomite came in to governorship, restore us. And I would like to say to the people, read the this Bible is our blessing. It's our roadmap to heaven. It tells us the things that are happening. I ask that the people look at what's going on in the world. You are cleaning out Jordan and all those places, Syria. Those places belong to us. And in the next 3 years, by 2020, after 1619, 2020, they are going to belong to us. And I thank you for that. I say this prayer in Yeshua's name, a.k.a., of course, you know, the Edomite or the Idumean. In other words, the white men changed Yeshua's name to Jesus Christ. I say this prayer. Amen. This is the Feed My Sheep Show. I am Sandra Harris, your host. Happy Sabbath, everybody. If you don't know, Saturday is the Sabbath day, the only day in the Bible that tells you to rest and keep holy. Read it in Exodus 20 for yourself, verses 3 through 17. Those are the Ten Commandments. It's also found in the book of Deuteronomy, chapter 5, verses 7 through 21. I read from the King James Version of the Bible. And I also want you to know that Sabbath starts from Friday evening and ends on Saturday evening. Sheep, you are to have your three pins, or your three P's, that they are your pen, paper, and pencil, just in case you want to write down something that I say or whatever Bible or scripture we read from. Also, you may have what is called the notebook or tablet the young people have. And I am glad to say that I am an elderly woman. I'm one of the elders now. Thank you, God, for bringing me to this point in my life. I hope people will respect and listen to what we elders have to say. And I ask, I didn't include this in my prayer, but I think it is in Psalms 133 where it speaks of unity. All of us black folk, let's not stop killing each other. If you have a grievance with someone, talk to them. If that don't work, fist fight, and then leave it at that. And apologize and be friends again. And you've made your point, and you won by fighting your battle, either through talk or fighting with your hands, and not with weapons, nothing to destroy anyone. Now, let's read about Satan. Satan tempts Jesus. Turn your Bibles to Luke chapter 4, and let me get myself situated here so that I can start reading. Starting at verse 4 and finishing at verse 44. I pray that our Father allows me to read all of this chapter. You know how I read. And that's not all that fast. Chapter 4 of Luke, verse 1. And Jesus, being full of the Holy Ghost, returned from Jordan and was led by the Spirit into the wilderness, and 40 days tempted of the devil. And in those days he did not eat nothing. And when they were ended, the days of being tempted, the 40 days of being tempted, and when they were ended afterward, he hungered. Verse 3. And the devil said unto him, if you be the Son of God, command that this be made a prayer. Let me read verse 3 again. It says, and the devil said unto him, if you be the Son of God, command this stone that it be made bread. And Jesus answered and said to him, it is written that man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word of God. And the devil, taking him up into a high mountain, showed unto him all the kingdoms of the world in a moment of time. And the devil said unto him, all this power will I give you, and the glory of them, for that is delivered unto me, and to whomsoever I will give it. If you therefore will worship me, and all shall be yours. Now, this is very important to say, or sheep. The devil wants you to worship him. And some of you, many of you, have worshipped him by stealing. You know you're not supposed to steal or kill. And then taking drugs, you worship him with things that he wants you to forget about our Heavenly Father. But do not worship Satan. And I tell you, once you stop worship Satan and following what's written in the Bible, the Ten Commandments, and his other things, I forget what they're called his laws and those things that are written in Leviticus, his laws and statutes, Satan will attack you daily. Or there's, if it's not one thing, there's always something else. And this I have found, because he attacks me as often as he will. Hold on one moment, please. I'm doing my radio program.
I'm sorry.
Right, okay. Okay, sheep. I forgot to look at what chapter, what verse I left off at, but that's okay. We'll get back into reading this scripture. I'll start at verse 7. It says, if you therefore will worship me, this is Satan saying that, all shall be yours. Satan wants us children who are followers of Christ to worship him. And Jesus answered and said unto him, get thee behind me, Satan, for it is written, thou shalt worship the Lord your God, and him only shall you worship. Verse 9, and Satan got mad, and then he does verse 9, and I'll just say, instead of saying he brought, I will say Satan brought him, the him is Jesus, to Jerusalem and set him on a pinnacle of the temple. Well, the pinnacle of the temple, that is the highest peak or the highest top of the temple, and said unto him, if you be the Son of God, cast yourself down from hence. He was telling God to throw yourself down from this place. And then, verse 10, it says, for it is written, he shall give his angels charge over thee to keep thee. Now, Satan knows this Bible well. He knows it better than the nowadays preachers who preach on Sundays following this guy named Constantine. Instead of saying what the Ten Commandments saying and following the Ten Commandments, they foolishly, because their minds and eyes and ears are blind. Father, I know that you have restored some, and you're restoring many. Restore them to start having their services on the Sabbath day and follow Leviticus chapter 23, where you tell them what holidays they are to worship or serve you. And it's not these man-made holidays like Christmas, Thanksgiving, and Easter. It's none of that. Right now, all these preachers who have churches open on Sunday are not following you. They're following what says the white man. And if they look into the genealogy of Christ in Matthew chapter 1, there is no Esau, and that is the Edomite, the Edomian, or the white man. And if they look in Luke chapter 3, verse 24, there is no Esau. There's only Jacob, us. So open their minds to follow Jesus. This is why Jesus came. I'll tell you, it's in this chapter. If I finish reading it, and I'll point it out to you. There are about five or six reasons why he said that he came. Let's go to verse 10. For it is written that the angels that he shall give his angels charge over you to keep you, and in their hands they shall bear you up. Less means otherwise, at any time you dash your foot against a stone. And forgive me, saints, for sheep, I'm having to burp. We're at verse 12. We're in Luke chapter 4, verse 12. And Jesus answering said unto him, it is said, you shall not tempt the Lord your God. Verse 13, and when the devil had ended all the temptations, and temptations are urges, impulses, or desires, when the devil had finished all his temptations, he departed from him, the him is Jesus, for a season. Verse 14, and Jesus returned in the power of the let me read this, verse 14 again. And Jesus returned in the power of the Spirit into Galilee, and there went out a fame of him through all the region around about. Verse 15, and he taught in their synagogues, being glorified of all. And glorified means exalted. People looking up to him. Verse 16, and he came to Nazareth, where he was brought up. Of course, you know that he was born in Bethlehem. You'll find that in Luke chapter 2, verses 4 through 7. And as his custom was, he went into the synagogue on the Sabbath day. Jesus taught on the Sabbath day. He did not preach on a Sunday. So you preachers who are open on Sunday, in my view, you're foolish and disobeying the word of God. And you should start reading and applying. You're leading people blind by opening your churches on Sunday and stood up for to read. That verse 16. Sometimes I get carried away. Well, yeah, you preachers are wrong and you know you're wrong. You're not so ignorant anymore. This is 2016. Read your Bibles. What school of theology did you go to that didn't teach you the fourth commandment? My goodness, shame on you. Shame on all of you with churches open on the Sunday. Verse 17. And there was delivered unto him the book of the prophet Elijah. And when he had opened the book, he found the place where it was written, the Spirit of the Lord was upon me, because he has anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. Okay, that's one. These are the things that Jesus was sent for, and I had told you earlier that I will read them to you later, and I'm here. It's in Luke chapter 4, verse 18. These are the reasons why Jesus was sent to us. One, the Spirit of the Lord was upon him because he had anointed him to preach the gospel to the poor. That's one. He has sent me, that's Jesus, saying, to heal the brokenhearted. That's two. And here I am, God. For 37 long years, I've been brokenhearted. To preach deliverance to the captives. That's three. And that's us. We are the captives in the United States. We're still in bondage. We're bound. And their police officers are killing up our children. Seems like once a month, everywhere across the United States, and no telling what they're doing in other countries. And four, recovering the sight to the blind. So that's the fourth thing, to give you this. You're blind. You're having Sunday as your church Sunday to worship God. You're being willfully disobedient. This is the fifth thing, to set at liberty. Liberty means freedom to them that are bruised. We are bruised. That's the fifth thing. Number nine, verse 19, to preach the acceptable year of the Lord. And that is acceptable means to announce publicly the year of the Lord. So it's time. They were waiting for the Messiah to come back, 2,000 or 3,000 years ago. I read in last week in the book where there was this man who had been waiting for, he wouldn't see death until he had saw the Lord Jesus Christ. And when his parents brought him into the temple to be baptized or circumcised, his eyes saw Jesus, and he had saw the Messiah. And that's what we are waiting for, the Messiah to come. And based on my studies and at the college level, although I did not complete, I am a college dropout, I didn't finish, I intend to go back if they will have me back, because you have to have a GPA, that's a grade point average, of 2.5. And mine, I checked, is at a 2.45. And if they accept me back, I will be on academic probation. Let's read, and I should not have told you that, but it's true. Verse 20, and he closed the book and gave it to the minister and sat down, and the eyes of all them that were in the synagogue were fastened on him. They were looking at Jesus. Verse 21, and he began to say unto them, this day is this scripture fulfilled in your eyes, in your ears, in their eyes too. I think this is in the book of Isaiah, where he, the Spirit, where Jesus says that the Spirit was upon him and had anointed him to preach the gospel. I think you can find that in the book of Isaiah. And I don't know what chapter, but I will look, and next Sabbath I intend to tell you. Although when I say stuff like that, I forget to come back and tell you. Verse 22, and to bear him witness and wonder and the gracious words which proceeded out of his mouth. And they said, is this not Joseph's son? The word gracious means courteous or kind words that come out of Jesus' mouth. So here they're talking about, is this not Joseph's son? Well, so that was his stepfather. Verse 23, and he said unto them, you shall surely say unto this proverb, physician, heal yourself. We have heard done in Capernaum, do so also in your country. So they're telling Jesus to heal himself because they're thinking that he is going cuckoo, but he is not. Verse 24, and he said, verily I say unto you, no prophet is accepted in his own country. But I tell you of a truth, many widows were in Israel in the days of Elijah, when the great famine was throughout all the land. But none of them was Elijah sent, save, that means but, or otherwise, or unto Sarepta, a city of Sidon, unto a woman that was a widow. Verse 27, and many lepers were in Israel in the time of Elisaeus the prophet. None of them were cleansed, save save. That means except Naaman the Syrian. Verse 28. And all they in the synagogues, that when they heard these things, were filled with wrath. Wrath means anger. And rose up and thrust him out of the city. Thrust means to push or shove or run him out of the city. And led him to the brow of the hill. The brow is the top or the summit of the hill whereon the city was built, that they might cast him down headlong. They wanted to kill Jesus, but they didn't. But he passing through the midst of them went his way. Verse 31. And come down to Capernaum, a city of Galilee, and taught them on the Sabbath days, and that they were astonished at his doctrine, for his words were with power. Remember, he had come to preach the kingdom of God. Go back and read Luke chapter 4, verse 18 and 19, and you'll find out those things that he preached with power. I'm in verse 33. And in the synagogues were, there was, let me start at verse 33 again. And in the synagogue there was a man which had a spirit of an unclean devil, and cried out with a loud voice, saying, "Let him alone, let us alone. What have we to do with you, Jesus of Nazareth? Aren't you come to destroy us? I know you. You are. I know that. Let's see. I know you, who you are, the Holy One of God." And Jesus rebuked him. And that means that Jesus scolded him or disapproved of him, saying, "Hold your peace and come out of him." And when the devil had thrown him in the midst, he came out of him and hurt him not. And they that they're talking about, the people were amazed and spake among themselves, saying, "What a word is this? For with authority and power he commanded the unclean spirits, and they came out." Verse 37. And the fame of him went out unto every place of the country round about. And he arose out of the synagogue and entered into Simon's house. And Simon's wife's mother was taken with a great fever, and they besought him. Besought means they asked Jesus, or request of him, Jesus, for her. And he stood over her and rebuked the fever. He admonished the fever. He told that fever to come out. And it left her, and immediately she arose and ministered unto them. Ministered here means that she waited on them or served them, no doubt giving them some water or something to eat or cook for them. Verse 40. And now, when the sun was setting, all this noise in the phone is getting on my nerve. I only have a few more verses to go. And when the sun was setting, all they that had worked, let me read verse 40 again. Now when the sun was setting, all they that had any sick with divers diseases, that means divers means many diseases, brought them unto him, and he laid hands on every one of them and healed them. And the devils also came out of many, crying and saying, You are the Christ, the Son of God. And he rebuking them, suffered them not to speak, for they knew he was Christ. And so does the Edomites, the Idumeans, they know that he is the Christ. And they painted the Christ as being a white man. They've told a lie to the whole world. Jesus in this Bible is in two places, in the book of Daniel, chapter 7, verse 9, as well as in the book of Revelation, chapter 2, verse 9, and chapter 3, verse 9, says that, well, Revelation, it says, let me get that right. In Revelation chapter 1, verses 13 and 14, says that Jesus Christ is a black man. But Satan didn't want me to say it. He wanted me to say that Jesus Christ was white, but he's not. And also in in Revelation chapter 2, verse 9, and 3, verse 9, it tells you that those who say they are Jews, they are not. They are the children of Satan. And that's who are sitting in Jerusalem today. And you have many white pastors who allegedly preached and say they know the Bible. They don't know. Or they are willfully teaching the people wrong. Verse 42. And when it was day, he departed and went into a desert place, and the people sought him and came unto him and said to him that, let me read verse 42 because I think I'm reading it wrong. And when it was day, he departed and went into a deserted place, a desert place or deserted place, and the people sought him and came unto him and stayed him that he should not depart from them. When the word stayed here, that means that the people wanted him to remain in this place. But in verse 43, this is what he tells them. And he said unto them, I must preach the kingdom of God to other cities also. Therefore am I sent. That was Jesus' assignment, just like my assignment is to feed his sheep and to minister unto the people. And I do it via Blog Talk Radio. My show is called the Feed My Sheep Show. And this is not a show that should be where they put livestock on. At least I looked on the computer one day, and to my surprise, my show was with livestock. And that should be with religious. Verse 44. And he preached in the synagogues of Galilee. I have read to you in its entirety chapter 4 of Luke. I pray that you get some understanding. Let me say our closing word for you. Oh, my computer is off. I wanted to play the song. Our Heavenly Father, thank you for keeping us, your sheep, from the Satan, the Idumeans, the white man, and restore us, restore our minds and all. I say this prayer in Yeshua's name, also known as Jesus Christ. Amen. Remember, sheep, take our Heavenly Father with you everywhere you go. And if it's God's will, you'll find that in James chapter 4, verse 1. I'll be with you next time. If it's God, it said that God's
help
will.
Your children.
Because we don't know if we will live the next hour.
Don't let them fall by the side of the road. And teach them to love one another, that heaven might find a place in their hearts. 'Cause Jesus is love. He won't let you down, and I know we've got to walk on, walk on through temptation, 'cause His love and His wisdom will be our helping hand. I know the truth and His word will be our salvation.